This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Deception. We have to deal with deception. Whose deception? Satan's. One of the titles of Satan, he is the father of all lies. Do you know what that means? Every lie can trace its DNA, to use that expression, back to the father of the lies, and that's Satan. Dr. Scott Peck was a controversial psychiatrist who I really believe he had a conversion experience and came to Christ, and some people question that. But here's what he wrote that was controversial. He believed the number one mark of evil in a man's life or a woman's life was this. And it shocked me because I would have picked something else. He said the number one marker for evil is a person who lies continuously, habitually, and accumulatively. He called it being a person of the lie, a people of lie. And his reasoning was this. If I'm lying constantly, and I'm telling lies that build on the lies, and they're accumulative, and I'm lying habitually, and lying becomes a part of my life, he said, that's the mark of an evil man. That's the mark of an evil woman. And he said, because it goes back to the father of all lies. And so that's why we not only deal with temptation and warfare, we deal with deception. You know what Satan's greatest lie is to me is that man is God. God's not God, man is God. Money's God, pleasure's God. Any number of things are God, but not God. And Satan is in the deception business in your life and in my life. The third thing we deal with is discouragement. I think you need spiritual warfare skills because of discouragement. I think one of Satan's greatest weapons in a man's life or a woman's life, and it's happened in your life, to be discouraged and want to give up and throw in the towel and say, what's the use? I've tried to live a good life and what's it done for me? I've tried to follow God. And I remember talking to a woman years ago who said, Randy, I haven't been to church in over 20 years. And I said, why? And she said, because somebody down at such and such a church offended me. And I said, let me get this straight. I was playing a little over the top with her with it, but I made my point. I said, you mean to tell me that you haven't taken communion for over 20 years because somebody offended you? She said, that's right. You mean to tell me you haven't exposed yourself to teaching and preaching of the Word of God because 20 years ago somebody offended you? That's right. I'm justified in doing it. You mean you've never worshiped the Lord for 20 years because of that? And I said, do you realize what you have robbed in your life and what you have stolen from yourself, all because you feel justified because somebody offended you? And I don't know if it made any difference in her life, but that to me is somebody who was discouraged and said, I'm giving up. Satan's great weapon in a lot of lives is discouragement. So you say, why are you bringing that up? Because that's what you need warfare and the armor of God for, warfare skills and abilities to deal with temptation, deception, and discouragement. Let's talk about the armor. And let's begin with verse 10. It says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. The reason you need the strength of the Lord is this. As a Christian, you're going to have to deal with things that you don't have the strength to deal with. Would you listen to that again? The reason you need the strength of the Lord is, as a Christian, you're going to need strength, his strength, to deal with those things in the full armor of God. And you know what? I discovered this. It hit me this week. How is it that we get the strength of the Lord? And it dawned on me, just like a light going off. We get it when we put on the armor. The strength comes as we put on the armor of God. Suddenly, we're infused with the strength that belongs only to the Lord. Let's look at verse 14 that says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The belt of truth.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.